American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. We're going to keep attempting to get a hold of Ed Waller on the road. Guys out there doing the job, committed to getting with people, increasing his base knowledge, and getting on with this thing. Because there's only, as I see this, folks, there's only one solution to this. And that's to get our government back. Once we get our government back, then we can take, once again, our duty as citizens of this country to maintain ever vigilant, to keep the people backed out of this thing that just think that this is just an absolutely horrible system of government, that it is unfair. It has brought the greatest number of people under the umbrella of freedom and liberty, afforded them the opportunity for property, afforded them the rights given to us by God, not by a government, folks, because anything a government gives you, it can take away. I'm talking about the Almighty Creator. Government never creates anything, ladies and gentlemen. But we created a government that was supposed to be there to protect our rights. And the original Constitution does not jibe with what they're doing in America today. Lewis, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I agree with what you're saying. We have to get our government back, and I'm going to explain here real shortly how we can start doing that.
Well, Lewis, to be honest with you, you're not the substitute for Ed Waller today. Okay.
I understand.
And I left a message with you, by the way. I don't know if you got it on the voicemail.
I did. I sent you an email back.
Okay. I don't pay. Folks that need to get a hold of me, call the office. I don't have a lot of time sometimes to even read my emails. So I'll tell you what, Lewis, let's do this, because I know you're going to be in Texas here, and you said July 9th?
Yes.
Okay, and I'd like to have you on the program before that happens to give people a heads up and to seek out this knowledge. I don't know that it's going to be possible, Lewis, for everybody out there to take law courses and to become proficient in law. I don't know that we can do that with everybody. But I do know this, that I know that there's people like yourself, Ed Waller, John Ainsworth, a lot of folks out there that have been doing this. And I don't know that we have the time, everybody in their life has the time to become their own representative. Okay?
Right.
And I
follow you there. I agree with you.
You know, I mean, it's just hard. There's a lot of people out there stressing right now how they're going to pay their mortgage, how they're going to hold on to their job. They're thinking right now, how do I go to the gas pump right now to fill up my gas tank so I can get to my job while it's still there? So,
you're right. I'm driving while poor. There's no way I'm going to pay $8,000 in speeding tickets and running red light tickets and driving while suspended tickets in order to get my $15 license back. Screw that. And I'm going to drive with no license. And I have since 96.
I understand. Hey, Lewis, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, my friend. And we'll schedule something out before that July 9th in Dallas.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Betty in North Carolina. Ed Waller, we're still out there searching America for you. Please come back on the air. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, ma'am.
I've gone to the NorthCarolinaRepublic.com website,
mm-hmm.
and I've read the information on it, and I think very highly of John Ainsworth. I have talked to him on the phone. And I'm just wondering what kind of an organization there is, and how much further has he gotten than district court and superior court?
Well, they're preparing the case for the United States Supreme Court on the issue of Reconstruction, because that is, at least from the legal standpoint, that is the point in law, how this government was flipped back in 1867. A lot of people contended it was, it was the emergency war powers. It was the declaration of bankruptcy, March 9, 1933. No, it wasn't necessarily Trading with the Enemy Act that was amended. We go back to where the government seized this country back in 1867. Betty, hold on. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I think there's a new approach that needs to be made with information that's sent out on any issue whatsoever, whether it's the issue of guns or property rights or taxation or IRS or whatever else. I think what needs to be told to these people, let me explain to you some of the problems that you're seeing right now, and let me tell you why. And to do it in a short enough version, in a cognitive enough version, that we tell people, yes, we've got some serious problems here. Yes, we're working on some solutions. Let me tell you what they're doing. And that serves to wake people up. But I think the caveat being, okay, now that I've explained some of the problems that you or may not recognize or may recognize, that, well, here's what really is at the core of the issue. And if we don't plant that seed in that core and water it, I don't know what good is going to flourish from that. I don't know. In other words, what I'm saying here, ladies and gentlemen, unless you strike at the root and quit cutting the branches. I mean, and I'll give you a perfect analogy of that. Down here, we've got crepe myrtle trees, and I guess they're nothing but oversized bushes. Some of the prettiest flowers, most fragile-looking flowers you ever see on the face of the planet, they come in white and pinks and reds, and it's really the only thing that really blooms down here in Texas in this hot Texas sun. And if you wanted to remove one of those bushes, you're going to have to pull it out by the roots. I don't know why you'd ever want to, But every year, in order to grow a bigger bush or turn it into a nice-looking tree, I guess, you hack off the branches. Now, you would think that that would kill a plant, but it doesn't. What it does is it strengthens it. So I think what we got to do here, folks, is start whacking off a few dead branches in order to strengthen the tree, in order to strengthen the roots. And I was just thinking about that today, coming into the office. I'm standing and looking at this crepe myrtle that's blooming in my yard, and I'm thinking, what a magnificent thing. And I used to walk the dogs around the neighborhood, and I saw people with crepe myrtles that during the fall and into the winter, they'd cut these things back. And I mean, I was thinking to myself, they're going to kill the thing. No, the only thing it did was strengthen it. Most amazing thing I've ever seen. I mean, call me easy to entertain, I guess. I don't know. Betty in North Carolina, you were saying, dear, I'm sorry. I just had to come up with that analogy there.
Well, that was nice. My problem is when I go to the website of John Ainsworth, it seems like he doesn't have updated current what he's doing now, that it's more the objective that he's worked on in the past of a North Carolina republic.
Yeah, well, and
to gain the information.
Yeah. And I don't know, we just had Ed back on for a few minutes and then he just dropped back off. We're going to have to get Ed back on the program, but I can tell you what he's told me. And we created that NC Republic, that new website that you see right now. And I don't know if there's anything more to report on NC Republic and what they're doing. They've already told us that they're preparing a case for the United States Supreme Court. And this, and again, it goes back to the core issue of the Reconstruction. Do we get our government back? Are you going to be obstinate and sit back and sit on the Reconstruction? If we cannot get that back, if we cannot get the favorable ruling, if they'll even hear the case, and I don't know. I'm not a betting man, but I wouldn't want to bet my life that they're going to hear this case the first time around. But this is what they've been working on, and I think to them... And I may be putting words in their mouth, and we'll get a clarification from John Ainsworth next Thursday because he works closely with Ed Waller. But I think to these people, everything else is kind of a moot, kind of a point, because we've got to kill the octopus. We've got to strike at that root.
And it seems to me that for somebody in my position, just to keep informed,
mm-hmm.
it is about what I can do because their efforts... are legal efforts that they don't need much of an organization to pursue.
Well, and at this point, no. But I'll tell you, what he said today on the program was that he's meeting with some of the best legal minds and researchers in the country. So
I rejoiced.
I'm sorry?
I rejoiced to hear that.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. I mean, he attempted to call into the show, even though that they're out there beating the pavement, flying down the highway in a caravan. You know, he's doing his level best to try to keep up with me on this regularly scheduled spot for him every other Thursday on the network. So we'll hear from him, and we'll find out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate it very much. And again, let me remind people, you know, as you're handing out copies of videos or DVDs or information on taxation or IRS or whatever the case may be, you may want to consider putting in there where this is all emanating from. Because, folks, it's important. You know, I don't want to be doing this if we're even allowed to 10 years from now. I don't want to be on the air 10 years from now talking more about the problem. The problem demonstrates to people that there is a problem. When you bring it to light, they're shocked. Some go in denial. Some catch on. Some don't. Some jump down the rabbit hole because it scares them. It breaks their perception of their perceived reality. And a lot of people will look at it and go, my God, this is bad. Well, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, all is lost. I've asked a question of prominent people. Do you think we can get this country back? Their response back to me? No, I don't think we can. I think we're done. Do I want to entertain people and that philosophy? No. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it was men that built this country. It's men that can rebuild this country, reinstitute the original intention of the Constitution that our forefathers put forth. Not perfect. First one to admit it. Wasn't perfect. Not a lot of people that were involved in creating the Constitution. There was a lot of consternation then. If you really want to look at people, how they butted heads, you can go back to our founding fathers, because they share some of the same problems that we're dealing with today, and that's human nature. The biggest problem I have is when you make a mistake and you don't own up to it. That's the biggest problem I perceive right now. People will ride to the death on their position, and they're intractable. They're unyielding. Because maybe they may feel that, well, if I admit that I made a mistake or I was wrong about a particular subject, that it destroys their credibility if they say, okay, well, I made a mistake. Maybe they feel that they become then vulnerable. I don't know. I only hope and pray to God, and I'm going to be praying a lot tonight, trust me, that people will wake up. Ted in Georgia. Hello, Ted.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
You've said a lot of interesting things in this hour or so, and but I like the main thing that I like that you've said is that you're getting at the root of the problem. I don't like particularly that expression. I'd rather say getting at the head of the problem. Of
okay.
course,
okay.
You made one statement that I somewhat. It's somewhat ambiguous, and that is about dwelling on the solution. But you can't dwell on the solution if you don't know what the problem is.
Well, I think I made that perfectly clear, Ted.
I think you did. Came along later and did.
Yeah.
But I think the problem, the government's not the problem. A lot of people mistakenly think the government's the problem. Even the governing apparatus, which includes the people that control the government, the corporations that control the government, you're getting closer to the problem. But the problem, if it can be identified, is the media and the people that control the media, which in many cases are the same people that are part of the governing apparatus, but doesn't include all the corporations that are part of the governing apparatus. Am I making any sense to you?
Yeah, and I think you've made this point on this program before, that the government isn't necessarily the problem. It's the media's and who they're in bed with. But ultimately, really, when you get down to it, Ted, you know, I have met the enemy, and he is us. We have been the problem, because in this system that we built, it's real easy to get distracted. It's real easy to pursue your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to the point that you forgot where your happiness and your security and your liberty came from. And I think ultimately, Ted, the responsibility lies on all Americans. And I agree with you. I mean, government is men. Media is men. Men are vulnerable. Men make mistakes. Sometimes intentionally, sometimes not. But ultimately, I think, Ted, where the ultimate responsibility lies has always been with us, because this was a participatory type of government. We were to be the watchdogs, not some judge, not some court, not some political organization, not some congressman, not some senator, even though that they were charged with that responsibility. Ultimately, it is the government and the men being government under that system of governance. It is ultimately our responsibility to keep it honest and keep it on track. Would you disagree, Ted?
Well, yes, I don't disagree with that. I don't think that, but I think that Paul made a good, I think a caller named Paul made a good observation or alluded to something that we needed unity, which is very close to what you're talking about, I think.
Mm-hmm. But under what banner, Ted? I mean, okay.
You can't have unity unless you can agree on the problem.
Right.
And I think that you go back. Can I hang on?
Well, yeah.
I hear the music.
Yeah. If we come back and you make your point, because I got some more calls to take here.
I'll make it very quickly.
Okay, Ted. Just hang on. Then we'll come back. Bill, Robert, and others, just hang on. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Folks, we're back. Ted in Georgia. Go ahead, sir.
John, you're fond of mentioning the early days of the Republic.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with the Federalists? The Federalists, are the, to begin with, we had a confederation of states.
Right.
The Federalists, representing the British was a, the Federalist was a British organization with Alexander Hamilton and a lot of other prominent founding fathers involved in it. And they got the ganged up on the Constitution. That is to say, the Constitutional Convention was supposed to make some changes in the Confederation, but they came in and stole the show and put through the Constitution. a lot of problem we have today. The Federalists are still with us. We never hear about them because the media covers up the Federalist activities. They don't talk about it in that perspective because if they did, people would see through it. And so I think that I suggest that people go back and there was a fellow named Nord Davis from North Carolina, happened to be from North Carolina, who put out some material on that about 30 years ago. And I happened to run across it recently. And the Federalists still with us, and they are the problem. And this thing takes some, there's something that one way they kind of have us is that this is a class warfare. A lot of class warfare aspects involved in this, and yet, because of the Marxist admonitions concerning class warfare, it's a no-no to mention class warfare. They're conducting class warfare against us. But if we recognize it as class warfare, then we're Marxist. Does that all make any sense?
Yeah, it does. I understand what you're saying.
All right, well, that's all I have.
All right, well, Ted, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for your call. Let me read something to you folks, and then we'll take more of your calls. A friend of mine dropped this off, Graham Stuckey. He's the guy that's got the Grambo knife sharpening machine. Very, very good guy. And this was after the meeting Saturday that he came in and gave Sandra. I was not here. He said, dealing with high IQ individuals, they think extra fast and comprehend ideas, concepts, and situations so fast they become uncomfortable communicating with less or differently gifted persons. They impatiently wish others would get on with it. Consequently, they sometimes pass over or fail to fully understand significances that may be important. They often feel they already know where someone is going long before they finish, hence seldom hear the end of the communications because they are enthralled with their own thoughts. In spite of our differences in thought and mental speed, we are kindred spirits. We have literally have a nation and a planet to save. We feel no pride or arrogance about this. We have simply been called. Someone must do it or we will all die in slavery. While the responsibility of this could be overwhelming at times, we are blessed with absolute faith we can and will do our parts in this miracle. Faith is our key power. As we grow our faith to mustard seed size, our power and happiness grows likewise. We have mountains to move. We will have great joy as we walk these paths required for this achievement. A funny thing about faith, it does not work well when fear is present. We are confronting the most powerful, fearful things man has ever had to deal with. It would be natural to be afraid. This fear has been planned by the powers that be, except we have God on our side and we have been given the secret of dealing with fear. He goes on to say, Satan is nothing more than the personification of fear. There has been only one totally fearless man, and that's Jesus himself. He told and showed us how to deal with fear. As we examine all of his works and sayings, he is showing us what to do to become fearless, as he was. Primarily in his teaching was to simply become aware of every time fear tempts us and simply say, get thee behind me, Satan. This is an ongoing or constant battle with fear. As we become aware and confront this evil, we will be relieved of our fears, large and small. We will actually be relieved of an occasional bad habit or fear without even working on them. This is God's way of letting us know we are on the right path. As our raging fears are reduced to an occasional slip, we will enjoy a great comfort. This is the Holy Ghost taking charge of our lives and directing our path to achieve God's goal for us. Our friends and fellow patriots will follow our lead in the development of the mustard seed of faith. How many dozen patriots will it take to move all mountains between freedom and us? Literally, not very many. We need not fear the great task ahead when we realize the power each of us will yield. Once understood and proven, this new Christianity will spread planet-wide within weeks. The insane forces of evil will end. I hear a lot of fear in people anymore. I see this happening all the time. I hear a certain panic and edge in their voice. And rather than dealing with their own demons, they would much rather strike out at others. And truth be told, they must do this. Truth be told, they have got to be honest with themselves. You want to deal with faith? Deal with faith. You want to deal with fear? Deal with fear. I don't know what path other people are going to take, but I know what lamp lights my pathway, folks. I know where this is going. I don't know. Will we get there? Well, this isn't a dress rehearsal, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real deal. Either we get it done, or we're going to die off, and the successive generation will not have the tools or the will or the faith or be able to put their fear aside in order to get the job done. We'll be right back. We'll take more of your calls.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
800-313-9443 on this edition, the 23rd of June, folks, already. Half the year is gone of 2005. We're getting older. Are we getting any smarter? Bill in Illinois. Hello, Bill.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good, good. You know, John, it was a real nice piece you read before the break, and it was a good write, you know?
Well, here's a guy that he's got a lot of love in his heart, he and his wife. They're just good people. They're just people.
You know, when you read something like that, you might as well just, shut off the transmitter and the show's over sometimes, you know. You get something that has to, if you can end the show with something like that, I think it sends people away with a good idea.
Well, just when you said that, I knew exactly intuitively what you were going to say, and you're right. But it's food for thought. I mean, as we discuss things, it's always food for thought. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I've been listening to your show for years and years, and I've seen all sorts of people on, and all this legal business that's coming on your show, I think is just absolutely fascinating. And I'm not that smart. I can't focus long enough to really digest all stuff, but I want to kind of give you a couple reviews of a few of the people you've had on in the past, because it seems like you've had so many excellent minds on, and they've all got an angle on things, and it seems like there's so many angles, and this thing is so complex, and it's obviously purposely complex so that you can't quite figure it out. You know, you got Ralph, and he's telling us we're under agency. You got Desi, she's telling us we're We have never declared peace. You know, you look at the 14th Amendment, a couple sentences, and it has so many implications. Mm-hmm. You go to the 13th Amendment, and they disappeared the thing about you know, being an esquire, all
right? Right, 13th Amendment, right. That happened right after the Civil War, and right somewhere between Civil War and Reconstruction.
Right. I thought that might have disappeared during the War of 1812. I mean, it disappeared from the books. Maybe you're right, but I think that's what one of the things they were after is to get that peace out of our hands, you know. But,
No. I mean, because, you know, think about it. Because what we were told, the Reconstructionists told us that the war of aggression of the North on the South was about slavery. And the South will say, absolutely not. We did not send our brethren into war to protect slavery. That was an issue that was a states' rights issue. Now, that's one that could not be defended today, nor do I believe should it, but the issue of states' rights should. And it went right to the heart of the matter because the 13th Amendment popped up that said that, wait a minute here, this doesn't have anything to do with titles of nobility and people holding dual citizenships or whatever the case may be. No, it was about slavery, you know, and so... Yeah, it does fit. I don't think it was as late as 1812. I think it happened between those years. But at any rate.
Okay. Well, getting back to what I was trying to tell you is that remember you had that guy David Windmiller on years ago?
Years ago.
Yeah, he could barely even comprehend what he was trying to get across, you know, with his mathematical language and all that.
Right.
But remember he said that the Supreme Court does not hear cases unless they're properly written. They have to be written in the truth, I think is what he said.
Right.
Okay, and remember he said something about the oath that these officers, the executive branch, have to take, and it's something like, has to be in parentheses, italicized, in a box, and signed. And, you know, we talk about oaths, but we don't talk about the specifics of something that he found out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you had that guy, Austin Gary Cooper, on, and he came around and said, well, everything is contract, and... basically, these guys who are a member of the British Accredited Registry, the Bar of England, sub-Bar of America, are all basically part of this organization owned by the Rothschilds within a sovereign area within the City of London. I think it's called the City Financial District. And they actually, like sovereigns, kind of like the Sovereign Knights of Malta, and that they actually are officers of a foreign country. And that he said what you do with these guys is charge them with treason just for being a member of the Bar. And... you know, so he came and went, and David Windmiller came and went, and, you know, Desi, you know, has been on recently and talked about matters of peace and that we're under war powers, we're actually belligerents occupying the territories, and we're under a military provisional government, and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff is just fascinating. I think substantially all these guys have got it right in pieces. And it's just, and you got that one guy that from Washington or Oregon is a retired police officer who did some fasting because he couldn't, you know, he's doing a driver's license.
Yeah, that was an ex police sergeant, I do believe. Yeah.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I look at all this and I'm going, well, you know, this thing is meant to be complex, and so it takes a lot of good minds to decipher it. And, you know, a guy like who wants to file at the Supreme Court, was it for North Carolina or South Carolina? I forget.
That's North Carolina.
North Carolina. So he wants to go file that, and he could do everything correct except not file it in the truth or something. You know what I mean? It could be bopped down just for some esoteric reason we have no awareness of. And it seems like you want to get all these people locked into a school building or something for a couple years and say, let's get everybody, find out every last piece of this thing so we can file. Because
I would go as far as to say to take all these minds, put them in an abandoned prison, lock the door, feed them and house them and say, gentlemen,
right,
until such time as you come out with a game plan, you are going to stay there.
Right, because otherwise you're going to be defeated, and you constantly get defeated, and you constantly lose hope and think that all this thing is just indecipherable.
Yeah.
And this. And, you know, remember the one, there's been so many people on so many pieces. I'm not that astute that I can quote these people and know exactly who said it, but they said there was always a remedy to every law. There's always an exception. I remember one guy saying that, oh, you can have open carry in California. He says if you get a fishing license, it says in the law that you can have a firearm with you while you're out fishing, you know. And I mean, there's all these really weird little pieces here and there, and I think it's wonderful. I wish I were 16 years old, knew this. I would have focused my whole life on it. and try to be one of these brilliant minds that you get on your show from time to time to decipher this and get us out. Because I think the remedy is in the law. We want the remedy to be in the law. We don't want the remedy to be in the streets.
That is what they are geared for. And I think that's what a lot of people tried to relay over the years. And you know, I was one of the guys out there, traveled many states of this great country. And I was one of the guys out there helping form the militias as the last stand.
Saw you at Creed, Illinois.
Yeah, exactly. And what it occurred to me as that our strengths were not there. The strength for the remedy was not there.
Right.
And that we did not have enough people to have an internal revolution and to set the country right and all this other stuff. And I realized that we didn't have enough people. We didn't have enough educated people. And that violence without knowing while you're yielding violence. And the presumption was that it was the last stand in case all else failed.
Right.
Well, then I realized why it was destined to fail. Because we didn't have enough educated people that understood exactly what the key problems, what the key elements of this problem was. That's why I backed out of that deal. That's why I started a network. That's why I started the second network. You know, this is to get through to the people through a mass communications means, which has to be done. And here was my epiphany and my revelation about this thing. Until such time that we can control our own medias and get that out there. And we're dealing with a very precarious situation with some of the media outlets that we have right now that are subject and very vulnerable. But I think basically it comes down to something that's steadfast that can't be messed with. And if it is, then you have legal recourse. Do we still have a First Amendment? Do we still have the right of dissension? Do we still have the right to criticize our government and its practices? Do we have the right, through the research and the findings of a lot of good people, to bring them on air and discuss these issues? It is about the education.
We still have that. Yeah, it's in the numbers, John. You know, and you know this thing has been going on. It seems to be coming to its conclusion. You know, it's a couple hundred years of conspiracy with secret societies going back thousands of years. All this, and
sure.
Now they're pretty much to a point where they don't need humans anymore. They can do their technology and just eliminate, keep a certain amount of slaves around for entertainment, probably.
To carry their water and polish their shoes and use us as objects however they wish.
Right.
Yeah.
And as soon as they get life extension and they get all that old mystery information figured out or recovered or whatever, then we're done. We don't need us anymore. But, you know, we're in an information war and we're trying to educate the public. And I think what you're seeing right now is the reason these guys are getting arrogant is because they have to be. And because they're seeing their whole system is starting to fall apart a little bit. So they're trying to hurry things up and guarantee you to be arrogant and make mistakes. And we're trying to hurry up and educate a whole bunch of people so that we get numbers up to where we might get into a stalemate to where they either have to back off or we might have them legally by then.
Well, and I'll tell you what's going to be real, real difficult. And it's been demonstrated, and I hope people have learned the lessons of what we've seen in Europe right now. The ones that they were put under that yoke of a globalist. And we've got to vote to the EU Constitution. People started to look at this thing and ask serious questions, but this didn't come from the top down. This didn't come from the heads of the respective governments involved. This came from the people, from the bottom up. These are the people that have caused the teeth to chatter in the New World Order mechanism. These are the people that are slowing this thing down right now. And it's causing great consternation when there are grand plans. And you're exactly right. Here is the blessing and also the curse, because as they perceive their plans being waylaid or slowed down, they are going to be forced to be more aggressive, and it's going to manifest itself in some pretty ugly and evil things. But I don't see that there's any way else to go around this. There's no panacea, there's no magic bullet. They're not going to say, okay, well, we gave it our best shot. You people are right. You know, we tried to institute something. Part of the knock against Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, and he was an insider. He knew all of the globalists and their grand plans.
So why don't we just tell them?
Yeah, his big complaint was, you know, if you got the courage of your own convictions here, I think this is a wonderful thing. Why don't you just be honest?
Yeah.
But if it was such a wonderful thing, honesty would have killed the entire globalist plan, and they knew that. You know, so when you're trying to build a fiefdom, you know, does the king tell his subjects, look, I'm here just to use you and to make you continual serfs in my fiefdom here.
You know, John, I think that the this recent revelation that the Bilderbergs are concerned about the Patriot Movement and all that kind of, and the information that's coming out, I think that's absolutely true, and I think it's starting to affect people in Europe. I think they listen to us and say, hey, the Americans are clueless. Oh, now they know what's going on. And, boy, there's a whole bunch of us everywhere in the world that are starting to get a clue, you know. The Muslim countries know what's going on.
Yes, they do, and they're not playing ball. That's why they're being demonized and systematically eliminated.
Well, they got to get control of their resource so they can't monetize and take the monetary system down. I mean, there's a lot of esoteric reasons for all this, and who knows what spiritual reasons that are just incomprehensible or haven't been discovered yet. But I think, you know, after France voted down and Netherlands voted down, then someone did a poll in Germany and found out they never got to vote about it. It was done by their government, and they had a poll. It was like 98% said thumbs down. I think the whole world is just ripe. I think everybody's getting a clue, and they're all saying, you know what? When these people really start to crush, I think we all, everywhere across the world, we got to just say, you know what, we need to change, we got to restore things. How come the United States does not export its constitution with its, its guarantees and monies that we give away? Why don't we say, okay, you can have some money, here, take our constitution.
Yeah, well, instead we're loaning the money through the IMF and enter to steal their country right out from under them. Look, Bill, I appreciate your call very much. I really do. Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of scary sometimes somebody to say, yeah, I knew you and I saw you in Crete, Illinois. That was years ago. It seems so long ago, but yet it seems like yesterday. And I think one of the greatest dangers I think we're facing right now, ladies and gentlemen, and that concerns us, that the closer that we get to really having the desired effect against the globalists is for all concerned freedom-loving individuals to blow up their own train here, derail it from their own track. And I think what we're trying to do here, and I really do believe this, and I would like to think this of all of us, that we have the best intentions at heart. But I think right before the dawn, it's always the darkest. And I think we better rethink our position here. And not to self-destruct, not to war with each other, if you will, when the real war is out there. But I also need to say that I think there are many good men that need to still come forth. Because I think it's starting to wear a little bit thin on those that have been carrying a lot of the burden. And this is starting to happen. But to right before the victory, You can win some battles and still lose the war. I think right before the final victory, and it's really not going to be a complete 100% victory for all time, folks. This has been the nature of mankind, for those to try to control and dominate and subjugate others that are not as powerful. You know, going back to the Supreme Court ruling today, I think the United States Supreme Court just said it today. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, which a lot of her rendings from the, from the United States Supreme Court bench, I certainly don't agree with. But she nailed it today. So before the final battle, before that victory, let's make sure that our troops are well-armed, well-equipped, armed with the knowledge, armed with the courage. And I certainly don't want to get a bullet in the back, but I also don't want to wage war on those that are professing to be doing the right thing. Everybody in this movement has grown at different times. Everybody in this movement has matured in different times. And I think it behooves all of us. And I'll tell you what, and I'm not joking about this one, ladies and gentlemen, when I say this, I am not joking about this. That you better start asking for some intercession. You better start asking for the right way to go. And don't ask it of somebody else. Ask it of yourself. and do a self-examination on yourself. If you're running from a truth, stop running. You know, I've said one of the things about Bill Clinton, and we know who Bill was, but we saw it in microcosm. Well, actually, it was displayed to the entire world, but the deal with Monica Lewinsky. There were people that were willing to forgive Bill Clinton. There were people that ended up hating Bill Clinton because he was trying to be a little shyster, listening to his lawyers. The fact that the man was impeached and still remained in office. Well, he didn't lie to Congress, but he lied to the American people. I remember him pointing his finger with that Bill Clinton look on his face saying, I did not have sex with Monica Lewinsky. I did not have sex with that woman. Well, he didn't classify a certain type of sex as having sex. To him, it was intercourse, so therefore he didn't commit any sins. If Bill Clinton would have come out and said, you know what, I took a position, I made a mistake, and the position I started to take, that was wrong, I apologize, now let's get on with it. Does that apply to the Patriot community? I don't know. You be the judge. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Robert in Washington. Robert, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Hi.
I confess, I'm full of fear.
Mm.
You know what they say about public speaking. I agree with the sovereignty issue, the core that you're talking about that is in us.
Yeah.
Very much so. Strongly so, and I hope you keep on that. I'm really enjoying this because I think that's the intelligence, the abstract system of awareness that we need to know because we keep giving our power away, chasing after all these things that just fleet away. Then we go after another thing, and we go after another thing. And I think the core is individual sovereignty and freedom of speech and such. You know what they – can I read this one thing that
– you got to do it quickly because I have one other guy I want to close out the show with. Go ahead.
Wait. Anyway, the aide said that the guys like me – in what we call the reality-based community, which he defined as people who believe the solutions emerge from judicious study of discernible reality. I nodded and murmured something about enlightenment principles and empiricism. He cut me off. That's not the way the world really works anymore, he continued. We're in an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality judiciously, as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too, and that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do. And I think that that's kind of fits in with what you've been saying.
All right. Well, Robert, I can hear a little trepidation in your voice there.
What? About what?
Well, I mean, just, you know, about the fear thing, you know, and I understand that. And that's what we've got to do away with. And some of the fears in our lives and in our own psyches is what we're running away from. I mean, it may be something so small, but it's built so large. And when you do away with that fear, you know, it's
totally.
Yeah, I mean,
I think you have to displace so-called evil. I think evil, if you know, it's just the absence of that everything's one.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This whole thing, you got to admit one thing. This whole thing brings about the best in men or the worst in men. And it will bring out the fears and the flaws. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Robert. Keep listening, my friend. John in Minnesota, you're closing out this edition of the National Intel Report.
Yeah, greetings, John.
Hi.
It'd be nice if I could see perfection in everyone in this battle for the soul of America. But you know what? I haven't reached perfection yet. Don't think I can quite expect someone to do what I have not been able to attain. Anyhow, definition.
But can we hold ourselves to a higher standard and support each other and try to achieve that higher standard?
Most assuredly.
Without slipping into the fear and
we all seek for perfection. That's the point. If we don't seek for perfection, where are we? You know, if we get to the point where we have the mind of Christ, then we're. You can't get much better than that.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen here on Earth, do you?
I know, but we can sure work for that, can't we, John?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I got definition terms. I'll catch up with you likely tomorrow if I get a chance.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate it very
Thank
much.
You. Bye-bye.
That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We are in trying times. The best men step forward with the best efforts. It's time. Do we destroy ourselves on the eve of victory? Or do we succumb to our own fears and our own character flaws? That's the question. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. My guest today, tomorrow will be Carl Schwartz. And as always, next Thursday we'll have John Ainsworth. We rotate John Ainsworth and Ed Waller in and out on Thursdays. Trying to find that solution, folks. We know what the problem is. We have met the enemy, and guess who he is? We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle